from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Hello, this is Pastor Lorne Richmond from East Denver Bible Baptist Church with this week's broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock. There's three words that I'd like to share with you today. One is forgiveness, the other is forgiven and forgive. And, of course, in 1 John 1:7, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And, of course, all throughout the Scripture we have many different places where these words are used. And I find it very interesting that often we have a different thought about forgiveness than what God's Word has. A number of years ago, I would say going back maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I received a letter from a prisoner in a prison in Delaware. And he mentioned that he had been a former pastor and something had happened and he'd done something pretty bad, and so he was now in the prison, but he was serving the Lord in the prison. And I was pretty skeptical at that particular time, and so never did write him back. And I think that's the way we are a lot of times. You know, we can't see how somebody could actually be living for God and doing some horrible thing. And so just the other day, I received another letter from the same prisoner. And here it was. In that letter was a information on his ministry from 1980 to 1989. He had been in charge of a rescue mission type program. And then all of a sudden, whatever it was he had done, he went to prison for, and he's still there today, some 20 years later. And I began to realize, as it so happens, that not only is there, but inside the prison, as a prisoner, he is the prison chaplain. And that really got my mind to think. And had a situation recently where we're dealing with someone who has committed a crime and is in serving time for it, and yet this person is beginning a Bible study in the prison and reaching out to other women. Seven women are doing her Bible study. I go in each week and do a Bible study with her, and then she goes back and does a Bible study with these ladies. And I got to thinking, you know what, sometimes our attitude of forgiveness is all wrong. We don't realize how gracious God is and what he's capable of doing. We're critical. We have our own judgment on things. But the Bible does say if we confess our sins that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And only, you know, we use the term jailhouse religion. And oftentimes, prisoners, they can at times know how to manipulate. They know how to pull on the heartstrings. They know the right words to say. And sometimes, we can be fooled by them. But we got to understand that God is never fooled. And God knows exactly what the situation is. So the reality of this situation is that oftentimes someone may do something. They may hurt you. They may hurt us or someone else. And maybe we are not we're not willing to forgive. And maybe we don't believe that they'll ever get themselves right. And also, they at times, especially someone in the gospel who would commit some horrible crime, would disqualify himself from the ministry, and yet still God would find a way to use them in another realm. And certainly God has taken people like this, and as it was mentioned in the book of Genesis by Joseph, and let me read that for you in Genesis chapter 50, that Joseph, when his brothers sinned against him, he came to the place. In verse 17 it says, so ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. So here was this evil thing that had happened unto Joseph, and it was meant for evil, but God turned it around and meant it for good. And what we see often sometimes, does God not only turn that thing around to mean it for good in the life of the individual who was hurt, but he also uses sometimes that person who's committed the crime. He takes their life and just completely transforms it through his amazing grace. He's such a merciful God, and we need to really understand how good and how gracious he is. It's not our responsibility to determine whether someone is meaning business or not. That's up to God. He knows if someone has done right. We've got a couple examples in the Bible of a couple of very wicked cities. One of them is Sodom and Gomorrah. And we realize how that city was destroyed. And why were they destroyed? Because they would not repent. They would not turn from their sin. We have another example in the book of Jonah of a city called Nineveh, certainly also a very wicked city. And the same consequence, the same catastrophe was about to fall upon that city. That city was to be destroyed because of their sin, the people's sin against God. And yet, as the man of God, Jonah, took the message to Nineveh, when he told them to repent and turn from their sin, they did exactly that. And the city was saved. And of course, we know Jonah was very upset about it because I guess he wanted to see that city destroyed. It's quite interesting because today, you know, we as preachers, we like numbers. And we would have been very happy to have had that kind of a group of people come to be converted. But certainly that wasn't the case with Jonah. But here's what I would say today as we talk about things. When we're dealing with the word forgive, number one, we need to be willing to forgive others because certainly God has forgiven us. So we are, if we want things to go right, I remember years and years ago we were involved in a ministry where the pastor of the church did us wrong. He actually could have ruined our marriage and could have destroyed any possibility of further ministry. God protected us. That didn't happen. But years and years later, we got a letter from the woman who he had married, and she asked for forgiveness from us. And, you know, at that time, we didn't respond to it because I guess we just weren't ready at that time. I know today, if I was to hear from her, I would certainly say that I was accepted that apology. We never did hear from him, and I don't know what his situation is today. But you know what? We can't hold that anger, that bitterness against others, because as the Bible says, that bitterness is what eats us up. And the Word of God says in Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. So if we can learn how to forgive people, we certainly want people to forgive us when we do them wrong. And so if we would learn to forgive them, certainly God would bless us for that. You know, that person that does you wrong, they're not going to think a second thought about it. They're going to go on from there, and they're going to mess with the next person, and they're not thinking any more about you. And you're holding that bitterness toward them because they've done you wrong, and it's eating your insides out, and it's affecting, you know, your relationship with God. So you've got to be willing to let it go. And so that's what we do. We acknowledge that we are willing to forgive them. And you know what? Maybe the situation is reversed. Maybe you've done someone else wrong. Then your responsibility is to go to them, not only to go to God, but go to them and say, you know, I've offended you. I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? Now, let's suppose they say, well, I'm not willing to forgive you. You know what you've done? I can never forgive you for that. Well, guess what? God has already forgiven you if you were sincere. And that's all that really matters. Our relationships with others cannot always be restored. Sometimes the trust we can't do anything about it. But you know what? The good news is we've got a great big God, a great wonderful God, a God of grace, a God of mercy. And he's willing to forgive us when no one else is. And so that's the thing that I would say to you today is just go to God. And, you know, when you mess up, tell him you're sorry. He says, call unto me in a day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. You think of that one that's in prison. You think of that one that's struggling with addiction. Could there be any one in any more trouble than that? That's probably as low as it gets. Probably the bottom of the barrel. But you know what? God's there. God's merciful. He's only a prayer away. All you've got to do is to call. What a wonderful God we serve. I do want to mention this week that we are having a five-day club, Children Evangelism Fellowship, at our church every day from 2:30 to 4. And we'd certainly encourage you to drop your children off if you'd like or come and be a part of that. Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 4 at 3540 East 35th, 1st Avenue in Denver, at the East Denver Bible Baptist Church. Let me encourage you again to come to the rock. Realize that Jesus Christ loves you. If you've sinned against him, tell him that you're sorry. Maybe you've never personally put your faith and trust in Christ. All you've got to do is admit that you're a sinner. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins and that he was buried and rose again the third day. And if you're willing to ask him to come into your life and pray a sinner's prayer, something like, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me for Jesus' sake, he certainly will do that. He's a great, big, wonderful God. He's a God that's willing to forgive. And all you've got to ask, and he will forgive. God bless you. Have a good week.
If you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, are looking for a church home, or simply have a prayer request, you may contact us by email at PastorLauren@juno.com. or 303-421-9329. Again, that is PastorLauren@juno.com or 303-421-9329. Please reference Lead Me to the Rock in the email's subject line. Our address is 3540 East 31st Avenue. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m., fellowship time at 10:45, and the church service at 11. A food bank is also provided on Sunday mornings.
Lead me